go on a Tuesday morning. There have been tell-all books about the Trump administration, but this latest one, set for release next week, is causing a huge uproar, and there may be a legal attempt to keep it from even being released. ABC News correspondent Andrew Dimbert joins us now to talk about former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened. Andrew, good morning.
Administration is expected to file a lawsuit in federal court seeking an injunction, essentially, to block the book from being released as it is right now in its current form. And that injunction actually could be filed as soon as today. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the president says Bolton would be breaking federal law if his book is published in its current form. All the accusations from the Trump administration is that Bolton's book contains sensitive and classified information. Now, Bolton's book had to go through a review from the White House to ensure that it didn't have classified information. This is a standard process of anybody who would write a book within the administration or who worked for the administration and could have possibly been around that classified information. And the White House accuses Bolton's book of moving ahead anyway, despite reservations from the administration about national security concerns.
Boy, this is really coming right down to the wire, though. This book is supposed to be released in a week. I mean, this is really coming right down to the 11th hour, isn't it?
It really is. And even the Attorney General, William Barr, is getting involved. Barr says that the Justice Department is focused right now on ensuring that Bolton makes the necessary deletions, as he mentioned, as he called it, of classified information, adding that he doesn't know of any book that's been published so quickly while office holders are, you know, still around government and in those very current events, current leaders and current discussions. Now, what's in the book is the big question here, right? What is the administration essentially attempting to block here? Well, we really just don't know, but I can tell you in a description of the upcoming book, Bolton's publisher says that just some of the things Bolton saw while he was National Security Advisor to President Trump astonished him, saying the president's goal was just getting reelected. That was the only thing that mattered, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. And even, you know, the National Security Council seems to be at odds with Bolton as well. The NSC and Bolton's team have been back and forth about the information in the manuscript, this according to letters between the two that were provided to ABC News by Bolton's attorney. But Bolton's publisher says that a few weeks ago, before Bolton's book was actually printed, that he worked with the NSC to address those concerns and that the final published version of this book reflects those changes.
Certainly sounds like he was starting to write this book before he even left that position last fall, keeping careful notes and sort of formulating what it was that he wanted to tell.
Yeah, it's very possible. And by the way, we're going to hear from Bolton himself about this book really for the very first time publicly and not through lawyers, through Bolton himself. He's giving an interview to our very own chief global affairs correspondent, Martha Raddatz, in a one-hour special this Sunday night. And, you know, the question here, too, is, as you mentioned, this is kind of the final hour here. An injunction could be filed as soon as today by the Trump administration. Can the president and Attorney General William Barr stop this book? The short answer is probably not. A spokesperson for the ACLU described any efforts to prevent publication as doomed to fail.
Interesting. Very interesting. Andrew, we'll be looking forward to that interview this Sunday, and we'll be watching this very closely, as I know you will as well. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Take care.
You too.